Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Hello, everybody. This is the third live hour of Parker Pathways. It's October 1st, 2017, and it's on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org. Call the number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwhi.net. Regina, just a couple questions. Really, I want to make
sure
you'll have plenty of time to talk. But I was you know, when I first went out the door on this thing, I was really concerned about the animals, and I had a lot of veterinarians who at the time were talking about dogs. I know you have dogs and about four, which I think is really great. You know,
the thing is, it catches the attention.
yeah. And the deal was that for all of the, as my first day 11 years ago, I told them to change the drinking water for their animals, not realizing what I was saying, really. You know, I had done all the research, but I figured that beagles are used for electrolyte water balance studies and so in medicine. So I figured, well, if they're giving beagles water to drink, that would affect the electrolyte studies that are used for humans from their experiments, and that was really my truth impetus for it. And over the years, many people have done that. People were dogs that had cancer. It didn't cure their cancer completely, but they masterfully improved. And birds particularly were helped. And then when I started to do my stem cell research for the growth of new lung tissue, where I've reinvented another way to use light communication from mind with stem cells, and that patent's been sent in. And what the government did was said, well, we're going to make the patent special, which the government does when they say it affects the national security. And I'm thinking to myself, well, the stem cells and national security, you know, that's the way the government sees it. So this is a good thing to have a patent on special. So I haven't told anybody until just now, which I'm going to tell you. I decided to rewrite one and have the stem cells for animals.
Awesome.
So I sent it in. Yeah.
Good.
Well, why not?
Good. That's good. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Because all the human studies come from animals anyway. And the future food is going to be, they're going to grow food in the lab, you know, in the laboratory, you know, because the climate change people want to get rid of animals and, you know, they want to do all that. But I have to share that with you because that is a core function of chemicals such as fluoride and such as chloramine, which, what are they going to do? If they still have contaminated water with new pipes, now what is the government going to do?
Exactly. Yeah.
See?
I tell you what.
See what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
Yeah.
The thing is that we have another caller, Stephen from New Jersey. Stephen, thank you very much for waiting on the line. This is a very important subject, so I appreciate your patience. Stephen from New Jersey. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Dr. Parker.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm Stephen, a 19-year-old community college student from New Jersey, and I'd like to ask you about a question for my capstone project. I'm testing the photocatalytic effectiveness of titanium dioxide nanoparticles on pharmaceutical compounds, specifically acetaminophen and acetyl salicylic acid, aspirin and Tylenol. My experimental setup is comprised of a known concentration of the pharmaceutical compound in a solution of distilled water, and it's thoroughly mixed on a magnetic stir plate until complete dissolution. And then I separate the solutions into multiple samples of equal volume, but with varying concentrations of the TiO2. And, of course, with one control. My question comes from an experiment where I use the acetaminophen as my drug and a 24-watt, 254-nanometer UVC light rod as my light source. After just 30 minutes, the samples under the fluorescent light began to turn bright green. And then when I turned off the light to see the color of the substance, it was yellow. And 4.5 hours into the experiment, all of my samples, including the control, had the bright green color under the fluorescence of UVC light. But when I turned off the light, I noticed a brown substrate was formed. The absorbance after this time raised from 3.25 to 3.55, and my observations tell me a byproduct was formed in my solution, and that byproduct must absorb at the same wavelength as the acetaminophen I'm testing. I'm not sure what it is, and when I test with a 365-nanometer UVA blacklight, the substance does not form nearly as quick, and it's just a very faint yellow. What do you think?
First of all, very quickly from your experiment, what type of distilled water are you using? Is it triple distilled?
It is triple distilled.
It's triple distilled?
That.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, now, what I would do, that's good, it's triple distilled. Mm-hmm. I would change the light frequency, and I would take on the yellow frequency, because what you're doing, you see, is I'd like you to just visualize this, if you would like to. First of all, the concept of liver damage for the acetylcholine is based upon the concept of the conversion of cobalt. And the cobalt being attached in terms of the molecular structures of amino acid with the concept of the B12 synthesis. And if there's toxicity from the acetylcholine to change the cobalt to a protease rather than an enzyme inhibitor, that'll come up as a different color. And you've got yourself a good experiment there. So I would change the UVC in terms, and I would do the acetaminophen in three set different doses, and
right.
keep the triple distilled water. It's absolutely important.
Yeah, I do plan on running an experiment Monday with a normal 125-watt grow light, which is in the visible spectrum, to see the effects it has.
That's right. The other thing, you're on to something, and that's off the top of my head of what you're doing. I understand what you're doing. And
I appreciate
that.
No,
I think you got a good one there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've read a lot of people dope the TiO2 in order for the UVC light to actively oxidize any pharmaceutical compounds.
Yeah. I really appreciate your calling, too, by the way. And you call again, will you? Because we're running out. I want to make sure you get you in, because you got a good experiment there.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Okay. You call again. We have another caller, Lynn from Maryland. Thank you for waiting, Marilyn.
Hi. Thank you very much. Hi, Dr. Parker. Thank you very much for taking my call. I'm going to be very quick so I don't take time from you and Regina. First off, though, let me congratulate you on your new year on the air because I don't think I've spoken to you since. I have two really quick questions. The first I had after Jeff and then the second, actually, and they both pertain, and after listening to that guy, here's my first question, and you could either, you can wait to answer it till next week if you want. But for those of us who don't have the knowledge or former education in science, technology, physics, and the effects of, like, pulse microwaves on us and technologies, are there books that you could recommend to learn the basics and then to gain a deeper understanding? That was my first question. My second question is, I remember hearing someone else do an interview, and it had to do with water and fluoride. And I think it was Deborah Tavares, but it was probably her very last interview. She hasn't been on the air since. And there was something about a new strain or type of fluoride that had been discovered or made or manufactured, and it was affected or increased with exposure to electromagnetic frequency. So I don't know if Regina or you know anything about that so I just thought I would mention that. But if you could think about it and recommend books for those of us who aren't whizzes like that wonderful gentleman you just spoke to. Thank you. I would appreciate it. Let me let you go so you and Regina can get back to your talk. Thank you so much, Dr. Parker. Thank you. I'm glad you are not part of those E people. But I think you are very elite, and I appreciate you very much.
I don't know anything about what she's referring to, but I'd like to second her idea, because I am not a scientific whiz, but it's so amazing to listen to you people. So I would like to hear what kind of books you would suggest also. As far as she's talking about a new strain of fluoride and all that, no, I have not heard anything about that.
Mm-hmm. I think that between putting something together like that, I think is a very good idea, and I think as we you want to pursue the fluoride coming in, because you're getting into the front line of the people at the city councils, you know, and that's really important, and this is why I'm suggesting that we combine chloramine and fluoride in the same paragraph. In your petition, in terms of, because they, when you talk to the government people, as Stephen is alluding to, Stephen from New Jersey, is that they confidentially tell you that chloramine is all we have, is what they'll say. They won't say it to the public, but that's what they say. And the reason they say that is because chloramine was never intended as a first disinfectant for cryptosporidium or Giardia lambia. It was always to protect the money for the pipes that had not been repaired for 160 years. And so these bigger utility commissions sell the water to the rural cities. And right now, three-fourths of the rural communities in this country do not have a sewage system.
Wow.
So when the Germans came in and wanted to buy the water disposal plants so they could have bottled water, that was the first week I was on air. Von Nestle went to the Wall Street Journal and said, well, I'm not going to be liable for the effects of chloramine. And so he signed off and said, I won't buy any water disposal plants in the United States. But what he did do, he formed subsidiaries in the United States, and Don Nestle, for $535 to $580 a month, can drill American Indian reservations water, can drill mountain water for $500 to $600 a month. Now, who gave him that kind of government permission to do that? And sell 60,000 bottles a day and make per week, honestly, on the water, which they say is, well, does it have fluoride in it or not, you know? that type of thing, and it all has to be chlorinated, but it's out of the groundwater. Think about this. $72 million a month out of the United States goes to Germany for the water. That's real figures. We have good. And this is we have to address, because if the city council says, well, give us a new fire truck, which is what Van Nestley does. He has his agents go all over the United States, and they don't care if it's fluoride or not, because what they're doing is they say, well, let's satisfy the government and put fluoride in the water after we bring it out of the ground. And that's what they do. See what I'm saying? And then that way, that's how they get around it, because the Defense Department, after all these years from the Second World War, those regulations have never changed. See?
Okay.
So that's how you beat it, is the idea of exposing that to be able to say to the city council, well, which under the table money are you taking? Are you taking it really from your bonds that you're selling? Are you taking it from your union? Or are you taking it from Congress and giving the Congress members a hit of the real profits, which is really what is going on right now? That's the real world. So one thing has to go is to get to the congressmen that are behind these water plans, so that the chemicals that are added to the water can be accounted for. Because the truth of the matter is not dramatic. We're killing people. And by the way, the data that I have is only 2 months old. It's almost 8 years' work. When a baby's born in America, they have 281 contaminants in their blood the moment they're born.
That's bad. That's just horrible.
And the thing,
it's criminal.
The truth.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's criminal. Yes, it is. And they're trihalomethanes and disinfectant byproducts, and they're from the water, and fluoride. The fluorine is in the fluorine. It's called fluorotitudic acid, because it affects in an infant in the third trimester, it affects the heart. See, people don't realize that the brain is formed first. We're born in a tube, so therefore, it's an embryological tube. So the tube comes from the nerve points in the feet going into the brain, so the brain develops first. But the heart is connected in embryology to the placenta. So when the umbilical cord is feeding the baby from the mother's blood, the placenta is a new life. Think about this. The mother does not reject the baby. That's not supposed to happen in human beings anyway, but it does, because that's why we're born. But number two, the placenta is a separate organ. So the whole thing comes down to the fact that the placenta is processing the toxin. The way the embryological system works is that the heart's controlling the placenta, not the fetus, not the fetus. That's getting its signal from the brain, which is formed first. So that's why in acupuncture, for instance, the yin and yang, the process of the development, the yin as the female and the yang is the male, that it says that you form the heel of life, it's called, by and through the spirit. And what is the spirit? The placenta, under the age-old 9,000 years before Christ, acupuncture.
Wow.
So that's why these, see what I'm saying? So this is why the Chinese, when they did all this study of fluoride, in the terms of thing, notice they worked with the fetuses first and not the adult. Because they were working under that. See what I'm saying?
And those studies have been rejected.
Medicine. Yeah. You stay there, and we're going to be right back.
Okay.
And the call is 800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
And Regina, we have another caller. If we can, where it is Minerva from New Mexico. Thank you for holding, Minerva.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Hi. You're hearing the first voice.
Okay.
I can hear you too. I can hear you.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's your other goddess, your herbal and metaphysical one here, and I'm sorry it's been such a long time, but things have been quite busy, and I had two questions for you, and they are not entirely related, but important for me at least nonetheless, and as you know, I'm in New Mexico, and I'm just wondering if... you have had any information about, well, we've had a lot of UFO business going on here for many, many years, but it feels like things are quieting a bit on this front. Would you agree with this, or is it just becoming more covert?
It's becoming more covert. The geoengineering, they call it the geoengineering soup. For aluminum is the next experiment in New Mexico. It's not something that is good at all in you know the aspects of things. What they're doing is combining that with the diamond dust, with the Aetheres to cause reflection of the sun rays from the Earth to see if that is going to work for them. And the aluminum and the boron, of course, are going to deposit in the water and are going to get into the body. And that has already happened over the years. And in fact, the whole process of the development of absorption and physiology for minerals are no longer called minerals because the molecular structure of the geoengineering is electrified. And what they're not telling the public is that they're using the laser from satellites rather than the HART project. The HART project is only to electrify the weather locally. They've kind of phased out a lot of the HARP projects around the world where they have high-level vibrational magnetic fields to change the atmosphere above the Earth to cause weather changes. Today, this is done by laser from satellites, which I talked about the best I could with the billionaire. They call it the billionaire satellites. But the what they're going to do with this new aluminum geoengineering is activate the aluminum. And of course, the river waters that are above the Earth, which flow, there are actually rivers that flow around the Earth, and those have changed in such a way where the aluminum attached to the water molecule in such a way that when it does reach the soil, the plants will be genetically altered. And that's the truth of it. And
this is something that humans are responsible for. I know quite a bit about geoengineering, but humans are creating this. And I guess my question, maybe we're confused on the term UFO, but there's just been, it's seeming to be a little bit quieter here. Things I've shared with you in the past about what I've seen in this area. I'm not seeing it as much. However, my daughter, whom you know, she's been seeing some very strange things up in the sky, and they are not drones, and it's been very unusual activity. So
well,
it doesn't
you're hitting on exactly. Yes. I agree with you. The thing is that I'm glad you brought it up because there are activities that are going on, and by other entities, we'll put it that way.
Right.
Would you like to remain on the phone for a few moments?
Yes, please, because I have one more question. Thank you.
Because I have to get back to our guest on fluoride and put you in connection with that. Thank you.
Okay.
Call in number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
We have as our guest, Regina.
And yes, sir.
Good job. And I had, we've held over because we're aiming for Dallas, Texas on October 11th, I believe. Isn't that right, Regina? And
that's
I
right.
Make sure, yeah. We're going to get into your petition very, very soon here because we have other calls relating, or because these are coming in relating to what we're doing. Now, Minerva, I hope is still there. You have a second question?
Yes, I did. Are you familiar with the plant Datura?
Datura?
Datura, D-A-T-U-R-A.
D-A-T-T-U-R-A.
D-A-T-U-R-A.
Oh, D-A-T-U-R-A.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I got it.
Maybe you're not. I don't know. The Native Americans use it a lot. And,
no, I'm at Stanford Hospital, so I'm dealing with age-old 17th century ink.
I know where you are.
Great. Now, yeah. Tell me, what are you using this herb for?
No, it's, well, in my metaphysical circle that you sort of know about, there seems to be some dissension about this plant. And one of my teachers sees it as being very harmful for humans.
And when I was in South America a few times, I did feel this a bit. I was near some Datura plants, and we were having a sacred ceremony, and it was quite interesting. But I also feel there's a way to work with this plant that is very beneficial to humans on several levels. I've talked to a few other friends in my group. Another one's an herbalist like I am, and he has a great respect for it and said it's very, very useful.
Did you hallucinate when you drank it? Did you hallucinate?
I never drank Datura.
No,
I never. I've never consumed Datura. I've been too afraid to even work with it because I've been warned about it, but I didn't know what you were feeling about it, if you think it's a useful plant or is it more of a harmful plant.
No, I think that I'm going to put this, I have an answer for that, and the thing is that I'm going to put it on the level, since we have an expert in our fluoride here on air, trying to get the public to not take fluoride. But for different reasons, you know, that type of story. There are certain plants. When you get to an herb system like this is very important for that particular herb. It's just amazing that you bring up that herb, because that herb has to do with what we've been talking about for almost 2 hours. There's a formation of the brain system that has a piece of missing history. In other words, you have to end up becoming in a higher state before you can associate with this plant. I'll see what I can do to. I know a lot about it. It's amazing. To let you know, I don't have the time to go into the brain system with this.
That's fine.
But it's
that's fine. We can email about it.
But it's a spiritual plant. In other words, I'm going to short sentence it, you know, like shorthand, brain shorthand, because it's a spiritual kind of an analysis. And that's as far as I'm going to go right now with it, because I have to want to make sure that I don't mislead anybody from that. Because, see, that's what the problem is. Humans have put in chemistry in the water, like fluoride and chloramine and the fact of it, to take care of something which in thousands of years ago, people became into a higher spiritual self by ceremony before they took the herbs to solve the problem. And of course, that led to different forms of medicine through the mind. So that's the best I can do because of time constraint, but I'm giving you the exact answer.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
I'm glad you called, I'm not putting off, but I have to get back to the guest, and we've got two more callers, and we only have 20 minutes left. But I'm glad you called.
Okay, well, you take care. Stay in touch. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Thank you very much, Minerva.
All
right. Regina, you see... what I was talking about when we opened the show an hour ago, or 2 hours ago, the thing is that you see how people perceive things. In other words, the concept of developmental systems, like they don't care what goes in the water, they're just going to pay for it. See, that's
sure.
how the government's
sure.
looking at it.
Sure. Yeah, my intent on this is, you know, like when I went to the city and I talked to the water department early on, the director of the water department says, why are you talking about fluoride? There's other things we put in the water that cost more and are more toxic. And I said, well, the reason I'm focused on fluoride is because it's put in the water to treat people. You know, it's medicating people.
Exactly.
And I want to kind of keep it. Yeah, right. And right there, it's a violation. I mean, how can you medicate people without following up how it's having interaction with their lives, their other,
exactly.
you know, body? physiologies and all this, and age and how much water do they drink. And it just had so many ethical issues attached to it. To me, as I said on John Stettmiller's show, I went into it as I wanted to just try to make a change, and I wanted to learn about city government and what I could do and how I could do it. And I wanted to take a project on at the same time. And I grew up knowing that fluoride wasn't good. And I thought, you know what? That's what I'm, once the city, look at my naiveness, I thought once the city sees the facts on this, it's not tinfoil head, it's not conspiracy, there really is facts behind it, they will understand that this is a bad idea, save the money, and let's do something right. And
exactly.
what I was met with, you know, deaf ears, they don't want to move forward, and they just want to go along with the status quo that's comfortable, because the CDC says it's safe and effective, and that's their protection. In other words, they feel as though if I stay under that little, you know, slogan, I'm not being the bad guy, and then they can also feel good, oh, they're helping the poor people because, you know, they're the most affected people. But throughout the 4 years, we showed them that that was all a lie, you know? And
that's right.
Yeah,
it was.
So we would bring the experts, you know, because, you know, you are like one of the smart people I would bring there that could say all the scientific background to everything. What I am is someone who's willing to go there and say, look at this, you know. And actually what I've found, doctor, is that through my time, a lot of people don't drink Dallas water because they don't feel something's right with it. And a poll was even taken. 72% of Dallas says, don't add more fluoride to the water. And that was with just a little bit that they heard and whatever. So now with this new study, and like you said, you're absolutely right. Dr. Paul Connett, PhD, I don't know if you know who he is, but he's just wonderful. He's been studying fluoridation for 20 years. He knows the doctors in China, and he went there, and then some of those scientists, I guess you call them, or researchers came here. But what the people in Dallas will say, oh, those are China studies. You know, they poo-poo it. They say that the levels are higher. And the city council is only given sound bites. You know, they don't really look into it. These are just the sound bites that they hear, and that's what they then feel comfortable with. But what's really exciting is on September 19th, there's a U.S.-backed study that is conclusive after 12 years and $3 million that does agree that the fluoride, and it's coming out, so it's not just something that can blow off.
I had it on air last week. I had that article on air last week.
Yep, that's the one, and I didn't know about you then. But, you know, I don't believe anything is an accident or just a coincidence. This is amazing. A friend called John Stettmiller and said, you got to have Regina on. So then John Stettmiller says, can you come on today? And I was on. And then you, like you said, you don't normally listen to these shows maybe, but you heard it, and then you called me today. So, I mean, I'm glad that I know of you now, and I'm going to listen to you, and that you had talked about it on the week of the 19th when it first came out. So this is all coming together, and even my petition, the petition that I'm running again, I had done that petition in 2014-15 because it was coming up for the vote then too, and then the petition closed. I got an email saying, do you want to open your petition? And I'm like, oh, yes. So I added a new paragraph to it, and less than 24 hours, I got 30 new people to sign the petition. So between now and the reason I say October 11th is you have to call ahead, and I'm already slated there. I've got my 3 minutes to speak to the city council on October 11th at 9 o'clock in the morning. And only 5 people get to speak to the city council, and I'm one of them. And we're going to bring this new study to them. And in my opinion, they're human beings that sit in these chairs. And I listened to you say that you used to be with the dark side, maybe, or whatever you want to call it. You used to be on the other, but you are not there now. And I pray and hope that these are human beings there that maybe felt comfortable buying the hydrofluorosilicic acid 3 years ago. But maybe now they'll think, I think I'm going to put no on that. And all we need is 8 to say no to allocate the money. Because I'm going to say to them, you will directly, they will, pull liability and have it on their conscience, even one child or person affected by that fluoride, because they can stop. They can stop the program by not allocating the money to purchase the hydrofluorosilicic acid. And then it's got to stop. The program stops, and then it'll go to the city to decide what to do. And then that'll bring open a lot of controversy and a lot of discussion that they've been able to hide. So that's my hope and prayer.
Yeah.
And so
one of the things I hope that you agree to my suggestion
to I do,
add chloramine into this paragraph.
Yes, I do. And that it just expedites it. Well, not expedites. It just personifies, or it makes it even worse.
The extraction,
and the background
now,
of extraction.
The
and you know, yes. And I have talked about that, and I did correlate that the Flint, Michigan situation, because in Dallas, we have heightened, whatever the word, lead levels, and it is because of what's being leached from the pipes. And again, it's in the poverty areas, and it's just one thing goes to another. And I will, because more information is even better. The background of this is so interesting. I'm going to have to listen to the show again and really pay. You know, you say so much, and it's so interesting, and it's so sad that it's so intentional, you know, that there
the
are people
is,
out there.
The thing is that there's a on your sheet that you explain the narration where you have fluorinated water lowers kids' IQs, you know, that type of thing. Everything on your page is to me, absolutely, completely correct. And I think one of the things I want to say, there's a little statement which happens to be the backstory of the real story. The sentence reads: minorities are not being warned about their vulnerabilities to fluoride. The CDC is not warning Black and American Mexican children that they have a higher rates of dental fluoresis than Caucasian children.
This extra
vulnerability may exceed to other toxic effects of fluoride. Now, the reason that sentence is incredibly important, it has nothing to do with race, it has nothing to do with any, you know, discussions of gender or anything else.
No, it's biology.
Now, when I started, I've never told this to anyone. I was going to write it in the book, and I'm going to say it on air.
Okay.
Remember, when I started, I was only talking about the fact that organ transplants were not taking, and I couldn't understand it. Okay?
So
somebody put forth, it must be something in the water, you know, a joke, you know, as we always say.
Right, joke, okay.
And they did. They actually said that. And so I started in the water. Now, when I started to get information from the government, the EPA would not give it to me. And I started to do all the medical records. It took me a year and a half. And of real people, we're talking about real projects, names, death rates from chloramine. Fluoride was a separate issue. So when people talk about fluoride, they don't think of chloramine, but chloramine's needed for the fluoride to work. See?
Okay.
That's the truth
of it.
So what happened was the EPA would never give me the chief study. And what was on the cover of the chief study? It was on the cover of the chief study. It said, I'm working from memory, but this is what it, this study may affect a socioeconomic group.
There you go.
Therefore,
there you go.
Is classified.
That's right.
And the only reason that I got the chloramine original study was that.
Wow.
I had connections, and I put in to the fact that I got, because I still have a classified designation, and I got the study. It had to be sent in a latex envelope lined with leather.
Really?
It had a lock on it.
Wow.
And do you understand what we're saying here?
Yeah, it was secured.
And, that's right. And I've never given the number of the study, but the United States government went to all the medical schools and took all the references off of the shelf of the medical libraries throughout America. And what we're talking about right now. We'll see you at the other end of the break.
Okay.
800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm in a dilemma because I want you to give your www.dogsagainstfluorination.com and how to contact you, because I have two other calls online and I made on the show and I may not be able to get to them. One is Chris from Florida and another was Ann from Colorado, and I apologize immensely. I want to make sure Regina gets her information out there, and we only have 4 minutes left on the program.
Okay. Well, it is Dogs Against Fluoridation, and so many people spell fluoridation wrong. It's FLU, like fluoridation, there, .com.
And when you go on the website, you'll see my phone numbers on there and my email, which is my name, Regina, Regina.Imbrugia, I am like Mary, D like baby, URGIA at gmail.com. And just put in the subject dogs or fluoridation or something because I can weed out my emails. But what's really important that I'm trying to get people to do is to call Sandy Grayson, who is the chairman of the Quality of Life and Environment Committee on the City Council, and she's one of the 15 that would have a vote. And her phone number is 214-670-4067. And just leave a voice message that you know that this is poison. Anything short, just say, look into it. Stop the addition until you can show us the proof. This is where I feel more convicted of what I'm going to say to them is, look, you're spending our money. You're putting a poison in the water. Just show us why you feel comfortable about this, making this vote, when you know the studies are out there that it adversely affects the brains, which you and I know, and lots of us know, it affects other parts of the body too. But this is a conclusive study, a 12-year study that shows it does lower the IQ and how they could sleep at night thinking that it's worth it to, because see, they want to live in this dream that they're helping the teeth, because poor children with toothaches, how can they go to school? But when you put those two things side by side, how ridiculous. You're maybe going to save a tooth, maybe, and that's not even conclusive. And definitely it's not even done by ingesting the fluoride. It's topically. And then you got the brain over here. So I'm just in my own, I'm a grandmother and I'm a cook. I'm just a person, you know. I'm a person who really is passionate about trying my hardest to just appeal to the conscience of these people, and only 8 of them can change the whole direction of how this goes, and it can open up the dialogue to the chloramine, to the background of all these things. You never know the domino effect that could happen. And
you have the liberty to mention Parker Pathways, and you also have the permission to print out chloramine cause self damage on the homepage of RBN. And
I'll hand it to them, and I will give it to them, and I'll get the link from the show, and I will share it. And thank you so much. I really thank you, and how smart you are. I'm impressed. You're amazing.
Well, you're the one doing the work. Listen,
oh,
Regina,
no.
We'll be in touch, and I will give you the paragraph to add about chloramine.
Excellent.
In your treatise, in your petition,
to
stop this.
I will.
For it.
And I hope people will go and do it, because it can make a difference. I mean, it only takes a minute. It only takes a minute. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
For listening.
Bless
to Parker
you.
Pathways. And we're on 10 to 1 Central Time, God willing, as my voice holds up and God's hands touch me. We'll see you next week.
Any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.